Mac Holmes pre-game interview.
Friday night, semi-final football. The Cats and the Giants from Optus Stadium. First ever finals meeting between the two clubs. We're in Footy Spotlight for Rex Gorrell. Thanks to Cam and the team at Steam Pocket down on our good friends down there. Where are they? Paco End. Chewaland of Paco, Neilty, where we can find our good friends at Steam Pocket.
Correct.
Wonderful feed that they've given us.
Outstanding feed. Thanks, Cam.
We've enjoyed that. Pete Ryan got here late, so he's into the Caramello Koalas. He missed out on the good feed.
Well, starting time.
Well, we did. Pete's very good to us. Thanks for coming in, Pete.
Don't butter it up. You've just given him some feedback. Just leave it. Yeah. He'll digest it. Move on.
For Harmac Holmes, time to go inside the GWS camp where we're lucky enough to be joined by a favourite here at K-Rock Football. Every chance we get to get him on when the Cats play the Giants, we try and take it. And that's the CEO, Dave Matthews, who's joined us on the line. Dave, Tom King, Ben Casanilli, Mark Neil and Pete Ryan from The Age talking to you. Where do we find you? Do we find you in Perth, and if we do we find you having to stay where you're located to watch the game tonight?
No, evening, guys. No, I'm actually in Sydney. I didn't head down. We've got a son in year 12, and I just at the time I was hoping that it was going to be a 1 to 2 week trip initially, and so I thought I'd take a wait and see approach. And as it turns out, it's just a wait. So I haven't got there at any stage, even though we've been to Perth, Queensland, Melbourne twice. But the guys are doing a great job, and Jason McCartney in particular, with his leadership. And great to be in a position for a big final tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Hasn't been a quiet week for the club. How's it all played out from your position with the Toby Green situation and how it unfolded? How have you sort of had to be involved as a CEO with that scenario?
Yeah, very regrettable, obviously. Well, first and foremost, you just don't like seeing those circumstances arise, and then you just got to work your way through them pretty carefully. I mean, I know there's an enormous amount of public interest in Toby in particular, and for us, he's a great young leader of ours and a great player, so we miss him. We miss him tonight and obviously over the next couple of weeks. But, we'll see where that goes. The AFL's obviously appealed the decision. We're very, very clear that the contact with umpiring is just not acceptable, and I think the way it needs to be dealt with is something that the game needs to keep considering. We did feel that it was more careless than it was intentional, but that's not the way they saw it. So we are where we are.
Yep. What was your initial reaction when you saw it, Dave?
Saw the replay and thought, well, that's obviously going to attract some scrutiny. But then what I try to do, which I think everybody does, I guess, is just try and understand the context. I thought that's what the tribunal hearing provided, was a lot of context about the fact that fundamentally this was a conversation between a player and an umpire. And it was a conversation that was seemed to be resolved reasonably well. But he just put himself far too close, and he knows that. He just put himself in a position where he's just too close to him. And I know Toby Green very, very well, and people can choose to say what they want to about him. He's not the sort of person that would intentionally try to go into an umpire like that. To me, it was more, he got very close, and it was a careless, unnecessary piece of contact. But, we see it from time to time, but we don't see it of that nature. So, look, understand that there needs to be a penalty to attach to those sorts of things, and that's absolutely understandable. And I guess when we looked at the 3 weeks, a home and away game is not worth what a final is. So it's a big penalty, and we do have to make sure these things are managed properly in terms of how the game's perceived and what we do for umpiring. But we've got an appeal to go to, but I would have thought where we're up to at the moment as a penalty is pretty sufficient for what happened.
Dave, Pete Ryan here. Good luck tonight. What do you expect from Toby from here on after that incident? I mean, I suppose he'll help out the team in the next few weeks if you go that far. And then beyond that, in terms of behaviour or how he actually responds to this incident?
Yeah, so he's gone to Perth and he can continue to train. So he's playing a role really in preparing the team and getting around the group as a leader. The real disappointment for me is that it just doesn't do justice for him in terms of the way his year's been. I really would love to have seen him finish his season the way I guess he should have been lauded. You know, 2 days earlier, he's named as an All-Australian. And so he's in Perth with the team, and he'll continue to stay with the team throughout the campaign. You'd be interested to know, and Steve Johnson will hate me saying this, but they had a staff soccer game in Perth this afternoon, and Toby Green captained one team and Steve Johnson captained the other. And Stevie J missed a crucial penalty at the end that cost him the game. So it'd be great for people across... I know he's got a lot of friends across Geelong, Stevie J, so I think it'd be terrific for people to sort of share him with text messages asking him what happened, because he... I put an inquiry in myself, and he said that what you haven't heard about is the strike I hit to cause the to score the equaliser in the first place. And I said, well, Toby reckons you just missed the clutch in the end. So, yeah, they're having a bit of fun over there anyway.
For Harbeck Holmes, we're speaking with GWS Giants CEO Dave Matthews. Here's Mark Neild on K-Rock Footy.
Dave, we got a first-hand look at your footy team a few weeks ago, and they were outstanding down here at Cadinia Park. And I think it was off a short break, and you had about six or seven changes. Are you able to give us a bit of an insight as to how Leon would have approached this week with the team? Because it can't... Clearly, he's not going to be lamenting publicly. Toby's not there.
Yeah, I think he's... Thanks, mate. I think he's a coach that moves on pretty quickly. He just, just wants to work with what he's going to have in front of him. And I think what he's been really strong, and I think that... And this is a message that is really important when you've been 73 days on the road. He's kept saying to the group, all 45 of them, your turn will come at some stage, whether that be by injury or your own form or other things. So just be ready. He's big. He's got a strong philosophy, man down, man up. And so, you know, there's a number of changes in that game, as you said. The one we at Cadinia Park, where I think we had eight out and Kelly pulled out late, and yeah, today we've got three or four changes again, including Toby. So he's just a person who's just very, very strong on finding a way and making sure that his squad's as ready as they can be to jump in if the opportunity presents.
Just on that one, with your opportunity presenting and your time will come, we were so impressed, and I'm sure the footy world was too, with Sam Taylor and what he's bringing to the team. And to think that Phil Davis isn't in the side for various reasons, but you've got a young kid down there who's probably going to take on Tom Hawkins again, or he might get a shot at Jeremy Cameron at some stage. Is he able to tell us a little bit about him?
Yeah, it's a great point. And particularly the year he had last year, he contracted a very rare virus, and it was very debilitating, and he basically couldn't get out of bed for a lot of weeks, and he lost a lot of weight and lost a lot of condition, and particularly really affected his muscles. And then to see where he was, say, this time last year to where he is now is almost a miracle in itself. I mean, his recovery's been extraordinary. There was times in the hub last year at Sanctuary Cove where you'd look at him and think, is he actually going to get back to being able to almost live a normal life? Like, it was a very, very debilitating virus. And what we did know before that, and what we're now seeing again since that, is he's just a ruthless competitor. The boys understand he hates getting beaten. I think Jeremy Cameron's on record as saying the hardest defender he's played against is the one he's had to play against at training a lot, which is Sam Taylor. So, you know, we're delighted with the year he's had. I think if he hadn't had a few injuries, or he hadn't had that little period where he's injured, he probably would have been right in the calculations for All Australian. So, yeah, he's a terrific player. It's strange tonight. He's WA boy. I think we've got four or five, maybe six WA boys in the side tonight. So, yeah, he's been a great addition. Very shrewd draft pick by Emma Quayle and Adrian Caruso on the team.
Absolutely, Dave. Just on Leon Cameron, can you take us through your zip three after that loss to Melbourne? You'd lost Jeremy Cameron and Zach Williams. Whitfield was out injured. Canelio's out injured. It's a pretty remarkable effort, given you've been on the road for, 75 days. How have you, from a vantage point of Sydney, managed to keep the season on track and get as far as you have to date?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I think it just goes to the sort of inner belief and resilience that I think we've got as a club now culturally. And I think we probably started to build it really from year one in terms of, you know, Sheedy and others coming in and Just that line in our song, Never Surrender, is just something that the boys fundamentally believe, and I know Leon does, and we've just been able to find a way. I mean, even that year in 2019 where we worked our way through to the grand final, there was a period there where we looked gone. And it's just the ebbs and flows of the season. I mean, it's just the competition's so even that your fixture can make you look a lot worse or a lot better than you actually are. But I guess one of the things that's been unusual for us this year is we've had some wins against Melbourne and Geelong, and we've dropped some games against Hawthorn and Gold Coast. So, it's a hard form line to follow at times, but I just, that's an enormous amount of pride in the group. And as I said, it's just the leadership and stability that Jason McCartney and Leon have brought to this group has been very admirable.
It's been a great effort. Just one quick one. Will Stephen Cornelio be captain next year, Dave?
I'd expect he would be. He hasn't had really any opportunity to perform the role on field. What you guys don't see, and what a lot of people obviously don't see, is what he's done off field. I mean, I think his first game as captain was against Geelong at Giant Stadium in front of no crowd right at the start of the pandemic, and he had a great pre-season, having missed a fair bit of the footy the year before, and obviously missed the 2019 final series. And I think he kicked two or three and had 20 odd, and was one of our best against Geelong. And his form last year, based on a bit of injury, and I think by his own admission, the weight of expectation and the pressures that come with captaincy, his form last year wasn't what he wanted it to be. And this year, as he's setting himself, he got injured again. So I just don't think we've seen what he's capable of on the field over the course of his career. And I think he'll get back to that. But what people don't necessarily see is what he does off field, which working with a young group, even when he's injured, he's an outstanding young leader. So, we're really pleased that he's captain of our club.
Dave, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us on Carrick Footy. You're always really generous with your time, and great to have a Geelong boy on. What's on tonight? A bit of sort of Uber Eats? Is it lamb korma with some saffron rice? Have you destroyed the Uber Eats in lockdown?
No, I haven't. Fortunately, Jane is an outstanding cook, so there'll be something that's very, very good. But because you can't have visitors in your home, it is a very unusual circumstance to find yourself well away from the team, and then basically just sitting on the couch with the family. So, I guess the advantage is if things don't go to plan, you're only the remote control away from shutting the whole thing down and walking away. So that is the advantage. But, looking forward to it. We've never lost to Geelong in Perth before, so I think that's an advantage for us.
Kingy just text Stevie J too, so I reckon you might. He's thrown you under the bus just in the reverse. You mentioned there right off the top that you were home with the junior doing year 12. I've been under the whip a little bit with sort of year grade 3 maths. How do you go with the year 12s? There's sort of a bit of calculus and a bit of sort of physics. How do you go helping out the year 12?
Yeah, I think that, look, you're probably, delving into the details where I've been able to get away with just saying, look, he's in year 12, so I've had to stay at home. But what it really means is I'm just taking toasted sandwiches.
That's good. Another one, Dave, I've got for you is, obviously everyone's doing it tough and lockdown, it's been a disaster. So everybody sort of hangs onto a morsel and, there's something different, blows everyone's hair back. You must have nearly erupted when ABBA announced they were going to explode back onto the shores.
Who was that?
ABBA.
I didn't know.
Bit of Waterloo tonight. You'll be able to play that pregame. ABBA are returning for some sort of tour.
Oh, gee. Well, the world has gone mad.
So's Benny.
And one last one before we let you go.
You realise.
Oh, it's that, though. No,
they're the support act.
I've got serious questions.
No, I've got one too.
Have you got one?
Dave, we sort of hoped, or we thought, because we have a connection with you, obviously, K-Rock, that you might have been in the mix for the Geelong's job, but Steve Hocking got it. Did you have any sort of inclination? Was there any movement to try and, maybe get back to Geelong?
No, look, after, I don't think they had any money left over after then they gave Jeremy, so I just didn't. No, in all seriousness, I often get I guess I get asked this question a little bit. No, I'm really happy here doing what I'm doing, and it's just got a lot of admiration for Geelong Footy Club and what they've been able to achieve and what Brian Cook's done. But no, it wasn't a serious consideration at any point. Just enjoying it up here.
Yeah, absolutely. A couple of local, but you mentioned the WA boys in the team, but a couple of local boys from here. Connor Iden's come along, the Drysdale boy, in leaps and bounds this year, Dave.
He's been fantastic, hasn't he? He's been absolutely extraordinary, and I think he's only going to get bigger and stronger and therefore better. I think you were saying before about the way our group, this group really enjoys their own company. He has a great bond and a great culture, and he's a huge part of that. He's a really funny man and really enjoys, you know, what he does, and I think that permeates the group. But quite apart from what he adds culturally, as you say, he's had a very good year, and you know, he get a big job tonight, and you know, I think he's going to have a great career. And then, as you say, Tanner Bruin, Matty Bruin, the local legend's son, he's fitted in nicely, and he's got his opportunity again the last couple of weeks. He's had his season sort of provided opportunity in sort of fits and spurts in terms of coming to the AFL side, but he's a competitive player, there's no doubt about that, and a great talent.
Yeah, little did you know when you were probably at the Ambassador in 1996 and Matty Bruin winning the Matheson medal that his son would be running around for a team you'd be CEO of in Greater Western Sydney in the AFL.
It makes you realise you are 51.
Yeah, exactly. Quickly realise. Dave, as always, we really do appreciate your time. Wish it would be under better circumstances that we could see you, that we could be in Perth together and you'd be in the box with us having a chat and doing it the way we've done before. But hopefully things smooth out next year and we either find ourselves in Sydney or the Giants are down here and we can see each other face-to-face and have a chat. But it's always a pleasure to talk footy with you. You're always really open and honest with us here at K-Rock, and we wish you the best of luck tonight.
Thanks very much, guys. Always good to chat.
Dave Matthews joining us here. Thanks to Harmac Homes as part of our pre-game build-up to the Giants and the Cats from Optus Stadium.
The Harmac Homes pre-game interview.